It's 12:32 and I'm joined now by my second guest of the day, Axel Jansson, singer-songwriter. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, yeah.
Nice. And you've come nice all the way up from London just to do this.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. No, thanks for having me.
Very kind. Axel Jansson, that's a great name. You've got to be a singer with a name like that. Is that your real name?
It is my real name, and I think the truth is it's quite a common... Axel is a common name fairly common at least in Sweden. So, over here, I think it's a bit more exotic, so yeah.
And you live here now, but you grew up in Sweden, is that right?
Yes, correct. Yes, I've been London-based for around 9 years now. So, but it's one of those places that I'm from quite an early age that I wanted to live in, or London as a city, and sort of explore the music scene. And I feel home over there.
And the reason you're here is because you're playing tomorrow at the Foodies Festival.
Yeah, that's correct. Yes,
in Cambridge, and you've been touring with the festival.
Yeah, so we've been doing it. It's our third year for us with the band, and it's a great way to get around the country and play these outdoor festivals. And I think if the weather's good, it's a really good day out. And there's some great bands on the bill this year. And we had a great run so far.
And you're supporting...
Scouting for Girls tomorrow.
Scouting for Girls will be there tomorrow. So that's great, isn't it?
That's, it's really, really nice. I think, they're obviously a great band and a great bunch of guys. And we supported them in Bristol a few weeks back and had such a good time and good gig. So, hopefully tomorrow will be the same.
And can you learn something from people? Because they've been in the business a long time.
I think overall, when you meet bands and you're on the road and, you pick up on things and... when it comes down to playing festival and gigs and stuff, I think efficiency and all of the logistic plannings and stuff is sort of what needs to be in place and to be able to perform well and to deliver the product. So anyone you meet that's professional and good, you obviously learn something from. So,
and talking about festivals, you've performed at Glastonbury as well, which is kicking off today.
Yeah, exactly. So that was sort of one off the bucket list. Amazing experience as well, and I was lucky enough to land two gigs there. Hopefully next time will be a bigger stage.
And you're a full-time musician now then?
Yes, I've got a business on the side as well, but music is always what I wanted to do, and I'm giving it 100%. It's just songwriting came very early to me and it felt quite natural, and I knew early on that it was something I wanted to spend the rest of my life doing. So I'm quite happy.
Well, let's hear one of those songs now. So you were going to sing live for us today.
Unfortunately,
but...
I'm fingers crossed for tomorrow as well. I got a little infection on the vocal cords.
Oh,
but
bless you.
It is what it is. We'll stay positive. We'll be all right.
Are you more prone to them as a singer?
I've been quite lucky, actually. I mean, I've only had a few years back had something similar, but I think it's just connected with if you get a cold and you can get unlucky and can get it on the vocal cord sort of thing. But, I'll be fine.
So you just need to rest.
Unfortunately, I think vocal rest and a lot of water is the only thing that could possibly heal it.
Well, it's all right because we've got you on recording. So this is Wanna Know You. This is the new single.
Yes, this is the current single. So I'm really happy with this song. It's I think it's quite common that you're always proud of your latest song, but this is actually it means a lot to me, this track. And I think me and Jim, my producer, we sort of nailed the track this time around, I think. So this is Wanna Know You.
Secrets to knock out scars. Let me in, let me through. I just wanna know you. What's the point in slipping on a mask? I'm looking through the window of my heart. Be so deep. You sad, I wanna see your good side tonight. Wanna see you when you're bad. I'll never wanna fall like a shadow on you.
say that's what it's all about. But every move, every word you choose, it says a lot about you.
That's Wanna Know You by Axel Janssen. We'll keep that going in the background, Axel. So if people want to come and see you tomorrow, where and when are you?
So the festival's running all day, and I think it's, you know, it's a really good day out. So if we're on sort of late afternoon, I mean, there's loads of great bands on. So I mean, I would go there quite early, sort of lunchtime, have something to eat, a little bit of drinks, and get a good spot.
Well, you've been surrounded by food. You must have been if you've been touring with this
yes.
festival.
No, it's been great. As I said, it's a great way to get around the country as well. And you know, obviously we do, you know, our other gigs and stuff around it as well, and I do quite a lot of radio stuff when we're out touring. So I think it's a good mix for us, and we're really happy. You know, it's great. We spend so much time in the studio doing these songs, and obviously I'm writing them, and to come out on the road and deliver them to you know, that's what it's about at the end of the day, and you know, I enjoy that. So.
And you're saying us and we, so you've got.
Yeah,
your
I mean,
band.
We got. Yeah, we're basically four people in the band. You know, my producer and manager also are, you know, hugely important in the product. So you. You're like a little family, so I mean, it's not just me. It takes more than that. So,
Where would you like to be then? In, you know, that classic question, in 5 years' time. I mean, you're a full-time musician at the moment.
The album's coming out now in September, and that's actually the first album. I've got a lot of material, so you know. In 5 years' time, I still want to release records and you know, have improved on the fan base, and hopefully then taking it to a few steps up and playing bigger venues and festivals, and yeah, keep on going.
Well, lovely to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate that.